happened now. The things we're dealing with today, right?
Right.
How to deal with certain situations. How to react in certain situations. And how to effectively use change in everyday life. Like, okay, one of my friends, right? Somebody I know, close to me, feels like life is giving them the bad end of the stick. As a friend, you must let them determine and assess their situation at first. Until you can never speak on something before a person when they're grieving. You gotta let them come to. You know what I mean? So it's like a responsive reaction. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta wait for them, because nobody will talk when they're not ready. Things that's out of our hands, right? So to say, universal type things, divine type things. It is not our call, right? When it's time for someone to go, it's not our call. We have no say in that matter.
No power over it.
And we must really understand those words. And if we take into account also that being sad and death was never part of the game.
I was about to say, I think a lot of people forget too, the only thing that was promised to us when we were born was death. Only thing. You wasn't promised that you would have clothes. You wasn't promised that you would be, you see what I'm saying, married with kids or... But death for damn sure is going to come.
But if this is an illusion, where's... You understand? If this is only an illusion, this never mattered from the beginning.
Right.
You understand? Like, it never matters. This life don't matter. So, well, that's even what the books teach you. The Bible, the Quran, they teach you these things, that this life doesn't matter. But we tend to forget that with all this materialistic things getting caught up. That's why being close to nature is the closest way to be to God. And people think you mean like sitting in woods with bamboo sticks. No, that's just staying close. The best way to be earthly is really eating healthy.
Right.
Observing nature. Time from time. Yeah, go to a rural area from time to time.
Right.
Go somewhere equatorial. You know what I mean? Near the equator. We are people of this descent. We're people from near the equator. That's where we descend from. So why wouldn't we? You see that white people love to go to caves and rock climb and stuff like that.
Shit.
We gotta get in our atmospheres. We don't even understand the balance of us being in tune with ourselves, because nature is our essentially us. George Washington Carver, right? They say no one can talk to a plant like George Washington Carver, like they said, and they laughed at him and said, "Boy, you actually speaking to plants?" And he said, "No, I don't mean I can speak to it like, hey, hi, what's up, or anything like that.
Right, but it has a consciousness.
I can tell from looking at a plant and looking at you what you need, or what plants you need to make you better." And they can never grasp that concept.
They say you can meditate with a tree, even a crystal, if it has vibration, which everything mostly does on this earth, has vibration.
Everything in the world.
Right. You can meditate with it, and it has a consciousness. No, it doesn't have the same as yours, but it has a consciousness. Try to meditate with a tree, and I bet you can. Like,
possibly so. But the basics of it, right, and dealing, right, because you got to understand, too, we got to get out of grief to even meditate. It'd be a frivolous meditation while you're grieving. You're getting nowhere.
Right.
You gotta focus to even meditate.
Real shit.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So, we gotta gain humility. That's one of the first steps. We got to gain humility. We got to learn when to ease back off of things, when to stop thinking about stuff. Don't overexert ourselves on certain topics. You know what I mean? When the negativity is drawing us in, do a 180 fast. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Order a pizza. Go do some ad problems. Go watch basketball. Anything that's not that. You know what I'm saying? Because we got to understand that it's only making us worse. It's only hindering us. That's not nothing. Our self said 100% would do. So if something you wouldn't do when you're 100%, don't do it now, because you only break away yourself, man. You only tear at yourself.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Think about,
if you wouldn't do it when you're at 100%.
When you lose a lost one, people tend to do the opposite the lost one would want them to do.
All the time.
And that's a double whammy. That's a double whammy, because it's like, damn, you're already sulking everywhere. Now you're going to abuse yourself and destroy yourself. That's white supremacy killing two birds with one stone. Mm-hmm. And that's the domino effect that we don't realize. We all play into the domino effect. We got to end that cycle. We got to start to end that cycle. Keep studying the medulla. Understand we are one with the all divine. Energy never dies, so therefore we go nowhere.
Look, for real, that's facts.
If we start dealing with these things and stop fearing the inevitable, a lot of things will change, man. A lot of our emotions, right? Without the balance of health also, it'll be a way harder to cope with those problems than if we were healthy.
Mm-hmm.
It's much easier. Excuse me. To cope with problems with a balanced mindset. Spiritually,
right.
Also physically,
right?
Because
you're meant to be healthy, first of all.
You're not gonna dwell on things too much, because you have a certain understanding. When you got a certain level of understanding, it's very hard to hurt a person that know. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's why we gotta educate ourselves, man. Anytime we use that, be down and out. Learn. Get your learning. Air up. You know what I mean?
Don't let your vibration get that.
No, man. Don't let your vibration get. Don't turn to that frequency.
Nope.
We sit and lie to ourselves, right? Every day, we go put this mask on. You know what I mean?
But won't all lie to make us feel better or nothing.
All of us got the Batman complex, man.
Yeah.
Living two different lives, man. The one we have, the battle we have in our head, and the one we have out here.
Right.
It's a whole different thing. In the head, we struggling to figure out this thing called life, but on the outside of the crib, we got it figured out. Uh-huh. Instead of vice versa.
Right.
And we figuring it all out together. It's no way in hell. I don't give a fuck if you're a billionaire. If you are mentally not there, a fool of money is soon to part. So we got people, right, that's not even qualified to even set out and embark on life because they don't have the basic fundamentals or the basic necessities of tools that you need to have in your brain to apply to this world. So, when the grief kick in, right, and you let it sit for so long, like it lodges like a tumor, right, you try to get back into your life, You got a defect now. Something that wasn't there before. Something that you let sit there. You let an emotion sit for too long, it becomes a mood. You know them people you come around, they's always grumpy.
Yeah.
Or if they ain't grumpy, they saying something bad about themselves or something bad within their life. Something that's a drainer. Black hole. You know what I mean? Oh, man. Water bill in 3 days, man.
Whatever it is.
Whatever
just
they
make it
say,
sound.
You know what I'm
saying? Sound draining. Oh, wow.
And we gotta, like, stop that, man. Don't put your problems on no one else. Think happy thoughts. Don't be afraid to express yourself. Now, if that's the case, right, and you're venting, that's a whole different story. If you got to get it out, you got to get out. A friend going to listen all day. But do not make, how could I say, bullshit-ass comment. You know what I'm saying? A person know what's right and what's wrong. That's another thing. We got to follow that compass at all times. You understand what I'm saying? That compass in your head works so much better, healthy. You ain't thinking like no cow. You ain't thinking like no chicken because you are what you eat, people. How you gonna deal with something? How can you handle something with so much shit on your plate? We don't think like that, man.
Nope.
We sit here following someone else's guidelines, someone else's ways that were made for them and hoping it worked for us. That's like sticking a PS4 disc into an Xbox 2 or Xbox 1. It ain't gonna work. It's never gonna work. The only way for people to understand things like death, understand things like your anger. The only way to understand is to understand yourself. And if you don't understand yourself, you can't understand nothing. That's why we gotta get closer with them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
That's why we gotta learn to be ourselves so we can know to deal with ourselves. That's why I never understand that, man. You cannot ever understand something you are not. You understand? I'm in the field, right? But I ain't no gang member. So I understand a gang member. It get that specific.
Right.
It ain't just one type of nigga. But you understand?
Right.
And yes, I consider myself a nigga because of what I've done in my past. Do I stay one? No. I'm in that transcendence now. I'm walking this walk with y'all as we talk.
Right.
We're doing it together.
Right.
You understand? But the little things I know, I will place upon here. So we all get better together. Like, we got to do this shit together. There's no other way. Nobody care about us. And the only way first through knowledge. As you can see, everyone was savage without knowledge. Don't get mad at yourself. See, we beat ourselves down, man. Fuck, I ain't got no like that shit too. No, it's cool. Everybody was savage, bitch, before knowledge. Every race of people. You go back to the Andals, the all them European tribes. You know what I'm saying? China, Genghis Khan, they laid people to rest. You understand? Everyone was savage before education. Education is key to free us, man. And we don't see it, and the young people don't even profess it as much. And that's why the battle was always lost. Because you got to make the youngins believe first before you get this shit across.
Of course.
You make them understand that you're a product of slavery. Everything we do, our culture came out of slavery. It's cool now we have it and solidify it, but beforehand, you could get no brownie points for being a part of this.
Right.
So understand everything we got is fabricated. That's the, that now when you take the layers off the onion, we start to understand why it hurts so much with everything. Because look at the cause of the effect, right? Can we be mad at anyone in those situations for real? That's why I hate this shit.
Right.
Do you understand me now? How can we be mad when the person before the person was not even... You understand? That's like a person that's... Excuse my French, I fucking, you know what I mean? Like he's retarded. And he just keep hitting your back. You know what I mean? Do you get mad at him? And if you do, I ask what's wrong with you.
Right.
You understand? We gotta get better. Because if we don't get better, nobody gonna... That's the whole saying of that.
Right.
That's how we in that. Step by step, day by fucking day. If I could get you to get like me, then you get somebody else to get like you, then you... How that work?
Right.
You understand?
That's real shit.
You see somebody great, let them figure it out first. Then you. You know what I'm saying? You got everybody's ways are different.
Mm-hmm.
That means down to the heartbeat. This is what we gotta realize. But this concept, motherfucker, every situation for everyone are different.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. God said, fuck it, I'm gonna just put it in their DNA so they understand. Motherfuckers all are different. There are no genetic copies.
Right.
They ain't figured how to do that yet. We gotta realize that. I mean, that's all. We gotta start getting back to spirituality. You know what I mean? Like, really understand the definition of it. Now, we tend to get caught up in our everyday lives. So when tragedy hit, it hits hard. You know what I mean? We be living, they got us so caught up in living that we don't be having time to even, you know what I mean, dibble and dab to go. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole point. You got to get the time in. Make time. You know what I'm saying? You know what I seen? I seen Nick Cannon, man. He's gonna, motherfucker on the jet 5 times a week. Working 3 jobs. That's inspiration, motherfucker. Like 3 or 4. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's that inspiration. That's sick of shit, too. He got like lupus.
And that's crazy.
Yeah, he be dying.
That's
like,
inspiration, man.
Real shit. I just seen him on another show. I'm like, how the hell he working this strong?
We gotta learn from the models of our society, man. The people doing it. Why wouldn't a person want to eat healthy, though? That's what I don't understand. What the fuck? Why would you want to eat the lowest type of food? Black people are so stupid internally, but are fucking geniuses externally. Like, with clothes, they'll buy the top dollar shit, right? The top dollar shit. But for their food, they buy the low-cut bullshit. They buy the best liquor, right? But they buy a low-cut bullshit. And they quick to put each other down. They never, ever talk about anybody else. You know why? It's called subconsciously. They think every other race better than them. That's how they're taught. You know how? Because the origin of you, the essence of you, everybody know that's the root. The root of you is matter, right? And they teach you to hate the root of you, which is the African, fool. So they show you how to hate yourself subconsciously.